Mike, tell us, it sounds like it's been exciting times for you since you've been on the property down there now for over a year, and the property is continuing to evolve a bit.
Well, that's an understatement, Rory. That's an understatement. We've got a lot going on, a lot of great things coming forward in the future, and we got that beautiful gem that Mr. Nicholas put his finishing touches on open in late fall, and things are good. Just got to have it stop raining down here in the southeast right now.
Well, Mike, tell us a little bit about what the plan was that Jack Nicklaus came back and executed. For those of us who only got to see five holes, the five holes look pretty darn good, but rest of the golf course, I'm sure, probably looks just as good.
Well, you know, Mr. Nicklaus did Great Waters about 27 years ago is when it was, as he would say, his first bite at the apple. And, you know, our MetLife, our owner, our developer, engaged Mr. Nicklaus about 2.5 years ago. And we went through an 18-month renovation that culminated with our grand reopening with Mr. Nicklaus in late October of last year. And what he has done to the golf course, if for those of you that have been here, it's obviously we have 10 holes now where you touch the water visually in every aspect from tee to green. Our beautiful Lake Oconee, and then you kind of start on the first tee, and you feel like you're at Augusta National through the trees, and you wind through the front nine, and then you get to the ninth tee, and then you see the lake the whole rest of the round. He was very, very excited on his opportunity to get back and kind of put his finishing touches on a masterpiece, and we had a great day with him. He got very emotional, which was really cool, and then I was fortunate enough to have the privilege of driving him back to the airport, so we had a great time together. Just a wonderful man, obviously golf's greatest player.
Well, Mike, I'm sure you could maybe make the argument that other than that golf course you just mentioned, maybe you're right up there for second best in state.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to beat that one that's about 70 miles down the road. That little invitational they have every April puts them in a very prominent position, but I firmly believe Great Waters will be back in that historic slot here soon.
Mike, you have six golf courses at Reynolds. Are there going to be any other renovation projects on any of the other courses? And also, tell us a little bit about the other courses you have.
Well, the great thing and the unique thing about us being, you know, about 75 miles southeast of Atlanta, we're still out in a little bit of rural Georgia. And the vision for when they started this place, you know, you've got a Tom Fazio golf course, which is 27 holes, which is our national course, which is fantastic. We'll challenge the level of every player. And then Bob Cupp did the original Plantation course, which has now been renamed as the Preserve course, along with the Landing. And, just fantastic designs. And then Jim Ang came in and did our Platinum Club over at the Creek Club. And then my good friend Reese Jones was the designer of our Oconee course. Now, we have in the plans, as most private clubs and clubs around the world, you know, you've got your capital plans going forward and our 20-year plan. And each one of those golf courses will have some updating over the you know, period of the next 10 years. Landing will probably be next in the slot. But all are in fantastic shape. I've got a super director of agronomy in Lane Singleton. So we're exciting. We got a lot of stuff going, a lot of real estate still to sell here, and really, really, really exciting times.
Well, Mike, one thing I heard while I was there is that you have over 150 homes right now under construction. There's some other lots that have been sold, and they might be starting construction as well pretty soon.
Yeah, we just actually, our Sandy Creek Sporting Grounds, which where we have our clay shooting and archery and, you know, a nice little 40-acre lake on top of our private lake for the membership for fishing is on the other side of the lake from the Ritz. We just released some new property there, what we refer to as our homestead lots, and they're just absolutely spectacular. Average about 600 feet of waterfront per lot, and just fantastic new development that we just released. So we've got some more coming. We'll have more announcements for us here probably second quarter of 2020 for future stuff in 21. But that's one of the things that drew me here, the opportunity that with the innovation and things we have going forward, this place will never stop. It's you know, I got things that keep me up at night, like towels at our lake club and various different things. Not the old days, Roar, back in Chicago at Medina, worrying about handicaps and who was doing this. I got other things to worry about now.
Well, Mike, I got to tell you, enjoyed a really nice dinner over at the tavern by your national golf course. But tell us a little bit about that area, because it looks like it just continues to evolve around the golf course there.
Yeah, the company got in just prior to my arrival and had completed the tavern, which is our restaurant at our National Village, which obviously is tied into the Fazio 27 holes, where we have 8 private cottages that we own and are available to come in and rent and be on property and kind of get that first impression of the lifestyle of what Reynolds is all about. And it's an introductory offering. And we also have some of those same offerings over at the Landing, but it's just a really neat thing. I mean, we've got this beautiful residential property that has a beautiful 5-star Ritz-Carlton hotel right in the middle of it on a beautiful lake. It's for the Chicago folks, still, you know, a lot of it, me being a Chicago boy myself growing up, reminds me a lot of the Lake Geneva area with that vision, but we got a little bit more elevation, but just an absolutely gorgeous piece of property, and it won't stop growing. We've got about another 6,000 or 7,000 acres to develop.
Mike, I know that you have one of the most incredible practice areas for a long time. It was part of your tailor-made kingdom, but you're kind of maybe making that area evolve a little bit too.
Yeah, we've brought in Sean Kane as our director of instruction. He's done a wonderful job, and we have kept our agreement and partnership with TaylorMade, but we've expanded into the property, obviously, our other brands of Callaway, you know, Titleist, PXG, Ping, and so on. But it's an incredible short game facility there that Dave Pell's designed for us about 15 years ago. And then it's expanded into now where we have one of the largest junior feeder programs in the country. Sean's had in his stable has, I think, 25 of the top 100 junior golfers in the state of Georgia that work out here. And then obviously we have the tour influx with the tour trailer that we can build driver to putter and have you walk away with your clubs after the fitting. So it's an unbelievable unique place, and we're very excited about what we've done there and the expansion and the technology that we put in there. And Sean's done a fantastic job. And just like I said earlier, I mean, that's the thing. I get up each day and there's something new, a new shiny toy for me to go play with.
Well, Mike, you and I like to talk about golf, but obviously Reynolds at Lake Oconee is much more than golf. Fill everybody in on all the details and things you can do when you're not on the golf course.
Well, we have, as I touched on earlier, our Sandy Creek Sporting Grounds, which is shooting clays. We have a Land Rover off-roading experience over there, as well as archery, fishing. It's a great place. We host, obviously, weddings on the place. It's a beautiful barn that was relocated from Pennsylvania here in the early 2000s. Obviously, with all the lake amenities that we have, boating, skiing, fishing, and all that stuff. We have the Ritz-Carlton Spa. We have the TaylorMade Kingdom of Golf. And a bunch of great restaurants with great food from our executive chef, Darren Moore, who used to be with me at Medina. So just there's something new to do, and every day you can check your calendar, something you didn't do yesterday. It's an unbelievable place.
Mike, if people are looking for more information about the property, especially online, where do they go?
ReynoldsLakeOconee.com. You can become one of our Reynolds Insiders on social media through Facebook. We're also on Twitter, and you'll find us on LinkedIn as well. I mean, there's obviously you can find the TaylorMade Kingdom of Golf at Reynolds also on Facebook and Twitter. There's all kinds of ways to reach us, Rory. Or you can give out my cell number over the air and have them call me personally.